Voters in Nicaragua went to the polls today for a presidential election. A Cold War adversary of the United States, former Marxist guerrilla and president Daniel Ortega, has a good chance of making a comeback. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Managua.
It's election day in Nicaragua, and I'm at an elementary school in a traditionally Sandinista barrio of Managua. People have come out to vote in pretty large numbers, it looks like, today. There are long lines in front of the classrooms here where they come in and hand over their voting registration card. Of course, this election is all about Daniel Ortega, the former Sandinista revolutionary who has now rebranded himself as a moderate, looking to heal the very bitter wounds in Nicaragua of 10 years of civil strife here in the 1980s. Standing in front of me is Francisca Abrao. She's 37 years old, and she's just voted. And I'm asking her who she voted for and why.
For Daniel Ortega. Porque él es el único que nos puede
She's telling me that Ortega is the only person who can change things here after the last 16 years of conservative rule. I think we need to give him a second chance, she says. The last time he was in government was in a time of war. There were many problems, a lot of meddling by other countries, she adds. We're traveling across town now to a greener and more leafy area that is wholly conservative. So I'm now at the Jesuit University in the Barrio San Juan. The reason Daniel Ortega might just win this election is that his opposition is divided. The traditional liberal party is fielding candidate José Rizo, but Daniel Ortega's main opponent is Eduardo Montalegre.
Norman Ramirez.
Norman Ramirez tells me that he's voting for Eduardo Montalegre. I think a vote for Ortega is a backwards-looking vote. He says he thinks that Ortega might win, though, because the right is divided. His candidate, Montalegre, split from the main conservative party. And Ramirez says that those on the right need to do some tactical voting by backing the man who has the best chance of winning. He says Montalegre. Ortega needs to get only 35% of the vote and be 5 points ahead of his nearest rival to win today. The big question is, will he get it? If this goes to a second round, he's unlikely to become president. Whoever gets elected will face a daunting task. Nicaragua is the poorest country in Latin America. 80% of the people here live on less than $2 a day. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Managua.